welcome to our joyous holiday celebration. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. But if you start talking about politics, we're going to throw you back out in the snow. So there, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Cara DeFalco will be by soon. Our guest this hour is Al Gattullo, host of the Al Gattullo Craft Beer Cast, heard in New York City on AM 970 The Answer. He is one of the foremost experts on all things craft beer, and craft beer was once just this cottage industry. It's big time now, so you may want to serve something a little different this year when it comes to the liquid refreshment at your holiday celebration. What about a craft beer? That's why we're going to talk with Al Gattullo. Then we are going to introduce a new segment here to the show, Cara's Audio Cucina. Now, we all know Cara does these terrific and just absolutely wonderful YouTube videos. Her own channel, Cara's Cucina, all things food, all things cooking. So we thought, let's take some of that and incorporate it into the show. So today will be edition number one of Cara's Audio Cucina. We're going to be talking about seafood. Then, ways to stay stress-free for the holidays. This can be a very disruptive time of the year to your personal psyche. We're going to try to make things just a little bit easier. We start things off this hour with, yes, it is that time. It's the time to open the front door and invite all those relatives into your house. The chemistry, maybe not always perfect. You try to just get through things and make sure that everybody is copacetic and happy. And before you know it, it's January 2nd or 3rd and everyone is back in their own homes, back to work, and things get back to normal. So in the meantime, everybody's coming over. What is the one subject you want to steer clear of this holiday season? Be it Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate here. Maybe you simply celebrate winter. Whatever you do, people are coming over. You don't want to talk about politics. I've heard so many horror stories about how Thanksgiving dinners degenerated into these Archie Bunker versus Mike Stivic-like fights. And you want to try to stop that from happening again. I think you need to set ground rules. As soon as Uncle Arthur walks into the house, Art, we love you. You're not going to talk about Hillary. You're not going to talk about Trump. Just sit here, enjoy the turkey, exchange the gifts, then get the hell out. You don't want things to devolve. There are people that are insisting on prolonging things here. Have you noticed social media? We have talked about it many times here on the show. We all know of a handful of people that just will not move on and let this go. Will they be this way for the next 4 years? Can you imagine if it's 8 years how they will behave? You really want to keep that out of your festive holiday celebration. Let's remember, folks, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever, it's for kids. They enjoy it more than anybody else because they don't have the stress of putting the celebration together. And the last thing they need is two people, two morons, screaming about Trump and Clinton back and forth and what's wrong and what's not wrong and hacking this and DNC that, and enough is enough, right? I think maybe we all need to take a deep breath and have a little maturity this holiday season. If you voted for Trump and if you're very happy that he won, terrific. Be a good winner. If you are a big Clinton supporter, I know everybody refers to her as Hillary. I'm really not comfortable with referring to presidential candidates simply by their first names. You don't want that to corrupt what should be a very happy, joyous family time, because there will be another election in 4 years and one four after that and one four after that. And your kids will be arguing when Donald Trump Jr. loses to Chelsea Clinton 16 years from now. Let them have that fight. Then unwrap the gifts, enjoy the food, drink the hot chocolate, and enjoy the time you have now. Stay with us. Al Gattullo coming up next. All things craft beer. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.